Hey everybody, before we jump right in, just an update on Nathan's progress. He's doing much better. He literally was jumping in the bed now, and I'm actually in my room. I'm just looking at him at the baby monitor, looking at probably the best, not probably the best and greatest son and the best and greatest co-host ever in the history. Such a loving kid. He just full of love, just full of energy. Such a really good kid, and he was already just jumping up and down in the bed. I'm like, dude, let's not do this, but I just didn't want to stop his joy. Such a good little kid. But thank you as always for your prayers and listening. Now on to the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. Jumping back into the Street Fighter 2 side of things, I still am attempting to beat level 5 on the survival mode. That's still something that's in my queue. I'm working on that, plus I'm working on another project with Street Fighter 2, which I'll get into at a later date. But I almost beat the game with Ryu, the survival mode, and almost did it. I only had one more person to go against. I believe it was just Gao. And it wasn't just like something like, okay, this is it. I thought, I'm like, oh gosh, could I do it? But I've beaten the most characters, bar none. So I've beaten 7 characters with Ryu, including a mirror match, Ryu, Ken, Chun-Li, Zangief, so Bison and Sagat. The real challenges within the run was Ryu for the mirror match and also Zangief. So everyone's almost like a final boss. And Blanka. Blanka wasn't really a challenge, but it was just, I was just so close. Well, not so close, but it was like a late night, a couple of months ago. But I was just so very close with it. And ironically, the person that I lost to was Balrog. Balrog easily closed the gap. I whiffed on a fireball. He closed the space and turned it from like a full screen to like maybe half the space. And he beat me with a dashing punch, which I just couldn't get my projectile out in time to spam and try to conserve some life for the final match against Gao. So one, it told me that, you know, I will have to play the game with like a balanced character, such as Ryu, or I have to play as someone in order to go and finally beat the level 5 on survival mode. I have to have someone with a powerful offense. So I'm thinking maybe Sagat. I have to like just test out a couple more things. And I think after level 5, I think that's when I'll be able to know who's the best for this type of run, and I'll be able to like create a tier list and take some information now, because right now I'm still more of like taking in information, seeing who's the best and seeing how they'll be able to perform against other characters and matchups, because it is different. It's similar to a tournament, but you just only have like one life bar, and you know you have to have someone that actually is well balanced. But if they can skew a little bit towards the offensive side, you know, or have a little bit extra hit points, but it's still a work in progress. I don't have a definitive answer yet. Let's see. So yeah, so that's about it. I almost beaten level 5 survival mode. I have I have a lot more material for Street Fighter coming up. Thank you as always for tuning in, and thank you for dealing with me through the hiatus. At the time of this recording, Nathan's arm's better, and I'm just, you know, just so grateful for the thoughts and prayers. So once again, almost beat level 5 survival mode, and you know, but the good part is I can just take down data and you know, just see. Just review and see what's best. So with that, I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Podcast. God bless. Bye-bye.